I've never heard anybody say opossum but you.
According to Wikipedia, you can say it either way, so I'm going to say opossum.
Don't.
Are we rolling?
Are we rolling? Catch it. Catch it. No, no, no.
What Zeppelin song is that where the plane's flying?
No, no, no. Catch it. Catch it.
I don't know.
And the dead milkman made fun of it on Beelzebub. Anyway, hi. Welcome to the show. This is episode, what, is it 27? Yeah, season 6, episode 27. That is correct. And we would love it if you would take time out of your very busy schedule to go to podcastingmagazine.com/hot50 and continually vote for us and get us up to number one for May. That would be really nice.
Wouldn't that be sweet?
Yeah, it'd be very sweet. Starting off with this stuff, but I don't know how long I'm going to make it. I have kind of a burger hangover.
Like I saw that.
I had way too much bacon, way too much burger, way too much cheese, and plenty of bun. Plenty of bun, but more on that in a minute. Before we talk about other restaurants, let's talk about the one restaurant that we're best friends with in the greater Atlanta metro area. That is Atlanta Pizza in Euro. We are holding a get together there, and you can find out more information and follow along and let us know if you're going to go on the Radio Labyrinth Radio Shack, which you find by going to our Facebook page, which is very cool to find. But on Sunday, May 16th, from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. in the wonderful city of Conyers, Georgia, we will be having a get together. A, P, and G will have about 5 different pizza stations, and they're going to have different choices for everybody. So something to whet your appetite. They will have easy to slip on food service gloves. They're very easy to put on. Let me tell you, I've used them. I've used them for you. In fact, I worked at McDonald's before you had to use the gloves. And then when they got the salads, this is 1987 or 1988. That's when they started using gloves, but it didn't stop me from doing horrible things to your salad base when I used to make them. But more on that later, not right now. So you can self-serve yourself and feel safe, and they will have hand sanitizer, all the things that make you feel safe in this new normal that in which we live. They'll also have Mediterranean or Greek salads so everyone can get their poop on. For potluck or anything you want to bring, please don't bring like a casserole or, I don't know, your grandma's chicken wings.
Nothing savory.
Nothing savory. Well, the donuts. You can bring desserts and donuts. You know, if you stop, don't go to Dunkin'. I mean, if you got, you know, if you got a special donut place from where you're coming, bring some if you want. You can bring your kids. Free soft drinks. That's you know, water. Also, soft drinks like, you know, pop, as we say up north. Pop.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want some pop? As my grandpa used to say, Timothy, you're always swilling pop. And sweet tea. But for anybody who comes, you get one fixed price. It's $8 for an adult, $5 for kids. And yes, you can bring kids. We'll pass a little bucket around and take care of your server. And also there will be adult beverages available for you. Now, I mean, we're not talking about tab, because what kid would drink tab? But I don't even think they make it anymore. But it'll be beer.
What kid could find tab?
Well, yeah, they quit making it. But up until last year, I believe they made it. They made it. So that's Atlanta Pizza in Euro, Sunday, May 16th, 2 to 5 p.m. Go to the Facebook page and click on the Radio Shack for more information. Speaking of social media, you can follow us on Twitter at @radio_labyrinth. Although I don't know why you'd want to be on Twitter. It's no fun anymore. You know, it used to be fun when people just, you know, made jokes. Now it's just, hey, let's fight about everything. I hate you. No, I hate you more. Well, that's the way Twitter is now. In fact,
it's like my next door.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, next door. God, that is like Facebook married Twitter, and they fucked and had this awful, horrible, creepy, nosy piece of shit. Next door.
Yeah. The guy that used to own B's Crackling Barbecue that burned down.
Yeah.
In our neighborhood, he just bought a new place and he's going to build a new barbecue joint. And people on next door were like, neighbors better get a bunch of fire insurance.
He just got, but He did open one up because
he opened another place by Kroger, by not Murder Kroger, but one of the other Krogers.
He got voted one of the best restaurants in Atlanta. Yeah. It's like number 8.
Yeah, well, it's Next Door sucks. It's anti social media. Hey, my cat got lost. Well, you shouldn't leave your cat out. You shouldn't let your cat run around. Why? Well, why could that? Blah, blah, blah. So, when the other day somebody was mad because somebody poisoned an opossum that lived in his yard.
A what?
It's pronounced possum. It's spelled opossum.
You can say either, and that is a noted fact. You can say opossum or possum.
I've never heard anybody say opossum but you.
No, it's spelled possum and pronounced. It's spelled opossum and pronounced possum.
Oh, silent.
Why would somebody put an O on it?
Because it's silent.
It's the English language. Why do you think it's so hard to learn the English language?
According to Wikipedia, you can say it either way. So I'm going to say opossum.
Don't stop saying opossum.
No, that's how I've always said it. So how am I going to stop saying it? It's like telling me to stop playing with myself. It's just not going to
happen. Oh, opossum.
You used to say cauliflower weird too.
I said, how did I say? I said cauliflower.
Cauliflower.
Yeah, I said cauliflower. Do you have any cauliflower? Deep fried cauliflower. Now, where was I with your fucking shaming? So, yeah, but I would be mad. We have a big one that lives in our yard and I don't fuck with him. He didn't fuck with me. Leave him alone.
Sure. Or, so put cat food out or he'll never leave.
Well, there's plenty to eat around this this neighborhood, especially.
Does Caitlin say opossum?
We don't really have conversations about marsupials. Hey, look at that big ugly fucking thing. Kill it. No, I'm not gonna kill it. Okay. That's the extent of it. So where was I? Fucking language shaming me. You want to weigh in, Dustin? You're the critter expert.
Possum.
So why is there an O? Oh yeah, he doesn't know.
Why is there an O? I don't know.
Why is there an O in spoon?
They're Irish.
Why is there two? Two eyes in two eyes in Mississippi and only one P?
Why is the G silent in lasagna? I mean, who knows, Tim? Who knows?
I say lasagna.
Yeah, Tim says lasagna.
All right, you guys, I'm going to go. Go find that opossum and oh, fuck him.
Go drink some of your adult beverages.
Yes. Yes.
Like
yes.
Grapefruit and prune juice.
Yeah, the prune juice is wonderful. I wouldn't knock it if I were you. All right, so I'm in a funk. I ate this burger because there's this place in Tucker, Georgia, where we live called the Tucker Meat Market. And you go there, you know, you could find a nice, you know, boy to take home. Show before
your grinder app must have been going off the whole time you're eating.
Yeah. Bzz, bzz, bzz. While my wife sat outside waiting for the delicious food. But anyway, they're known for the burgers. I had no idea because we were on our way back from my wife had a doctor's appointment today. We're on the way back. She goes, let's stop at Tucker Meat Market and get a burger. I go, they have burgers. You know, it's a butcher shop. They got meat and all the things associated with meat. And they have burgers and stuff. And I didn't know they were featured on Burgers with Buck.
I was going to say, she must have heard this from her pal, Buck Lanford.
Buck Lanford on Fox 5. He does a feature every week, Burgers with Buck. Now, this is the one I had. It's called Bacon Overload. It's bacon burger topped with cheddar cheese and an overload of thick cut bacon. Now, the burger meat itself is ground with bacon. So you get bacon and burger meat, you know, bacon and beef in the burger itself.
According to the picture you sent us, it looked like there was more bacon on top of the burger than there was actual burger patty.
Yeah, dude, there was like half a pound of bacon on this thing.
According to the picture you sent, it looked like you took a bite, remembered you wanted to take a picture of it, and turned it around, took a picture of the back of it.
No. I knew I wanted to take a picture of it, but I took a bite out of it first because I couldn't wait. Like, that's really good. But listen to this other one you can get. You can get the Mammoth Bacon Burger topped with piles of brisket grilled on. See, I don't need all that, but I would eat that whole thing. Anyway, I ate that whole burger, and now I'm like, bleh. You know, I get the meat overload, which happens quite often. I get the meat sweats, but I also get an overload of meat every once in a while. But, you know, yeah, that's my choice. So, Jeff, I guess you posted this. Somebody posted it. But anyway, Tucker Meat Market. If you're in Atlanta and you want to, you know, venture out to the suburbs and get a good burger. Yeah, there's your goal. But I didn't know this. Steph, you posted this. It is Atlanta Burger Week 2021. Now, this means nothing to you if you live in Rochester, New York, or if you live in, Glendale, California. But who cares? You don't live there. You live in Atlanta, most of you. And be safe, eat burgers, and vote. It's April 19th to 25th. You can go to AtlantaBurgerWeek.com and check this out. I guess you posted this because you like Rock 100.5.
No, I got an email from Creative Loafing. And, you know, I used to hit up Burger Week.
Mm-hmm.
When I used to eat meat, I was a burger freak, and I was always trying to find the
veggie week.
I mean, you know, I ate enough burgers for everyone when I ate them, but I tried to hit up every best burger place on every Creative Loafing list, and I was surprised to see there's so many new places on this list that I've never heard of.
When I went through this list, I didn't know half of these places, or more than half.
Because you remember, you know, there for a while, for a few years, it'd be the same shit.
The Vortex, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, but there's a lot of different places on here. It kind of made me hopeful to think, oh, wow, look at all these new places that are doing okay.
Is that novelty?
Pandemic.
Is that novelty place still open, Jeff? Flip?
Flip Burger?
Yeah, it's still open. Yeah.
There's still one? Yeah, because I know there were like two or three.
It's on Howell Mill, yeah.
Yeah, but the OG flip, you know, the fancy burger that you overpay for. They do have good shakes. So, the restaurants on here, I've had the Black Bear Tavern burger before. That one's really, really good. Let's see. Hobnob, I've had their burger because I worked there until they told me I would look too old to work there.
And you said opossum. That's how they knew you were too old to work there.
And it was at the corner of Piedmont. No, at the corner of Monroe and 14th Piedmont, whatever the fuck. You know what I'm talking about, by Ansley Mall. Hobnob was there right in the heart of, you know, Funtown. And they had a cool clientele. You know, they had younger people, but they had older people. Couples would come in there for brunch on Sunday mornings, and I needed a job. So I worked there for a little while. This was after I had quit, you know, the other place, the pizza place where I was washing dishes. And I looked down and it was hot and it was summer. And I looked into this big plate, this big sink full of dishes, and start crying. Well, I did. What are you going to do? And, you know, because it was like, I'm 48 years old and this reminds me of being 18. And anyway, but neither here nor there. But I got, what?
Tell them the real reason you got fired, though, because you tried to introduce that Impossible Possum burger.
Yes, I did. The Impossible Possum. Impossible Opossum. yeah, well, I did. And the guy, the owner or whatever, had the manager pull me aside. I think I called her Ichabod Jane because she was all skinny and scrawny. And, you know, I have to think of mean names for people that, you know, hurt my feelings. And she said, "You really don't fit our look." And, I'm like, "I don't." She said, "No." And I took off their stupid shirt and belt thing. And I said, "All right, well, see you later."
I remember that. I thought you made that up. That really happened to you?
Yeah. Ichabod Jane told me that I didn't fit the look of the place. Meanwhile, I was working on Saturdays and Sundays or brunch or whatever. I'm getting along with all these people. And you know, because I'll talk to, you know, when you're a waiter or a server, you have to talk to people. You have to be engaging. You have to ask them about, you know, and be fun and not be a douche. And I got along with everybody. I don't know what the hell happened, but who cares? I'm happy for it. I'm better off for it now.
Should have dyed your beard blue.
Yeah. Well, never mind.
You think maybe she heard you call her Ichabod Jane?
I didn't call her that to the other people there. Nobody there liked me.
No, it was when he was standing on top of the sink holding the pumpkin in his hand, threatening to throw it at her. That's
what
I think it was when you were sobbing into the sink.
There's only a jacket in the cooler. I didn't do that. All right, moving along, my woes. So Hobnob Americana, they have the $10 burger plus side. This OTP lobster bomb looks really, really, really good at Over the Top Burger Bar. I don't know where the hell this place is.
It's in Buford.
Buford, huh?
Yeah.
Damn, have you had it?
No, I haven't. I was looking at their shakes. They got some crazy ass shakes.
Okay. Like,
I mean, just look at it. Look at the menu.
Well, I don't have them all open. I just have.
Anyway, they had some wild shakes. That's all. I'm not going to.
They're wild. They caught them out behind the place.
They're, you know, how Philip Burger has the Krispy Kreme donuts in it and everything.
Yeah.
It has like donuts and all kinds of shit in it.
Nice. Well, they have crazy ass shakes. Do you want to talk about it? I mean, because have you been to these places? You've been to the White Bull? I don't know where that is.
That's what I'm saying. I haven't been to most of these places. Usually whenever the list would come out, I've been like, been there.
This one is the White Bull is a 1/2 pound blended brisket chuck short rib patty with caramelized onions, roasted garlic infused smoked gouda fondue, and romaine lettuce on a buttered brioche roll. So it sounds delicious, but you get kettle chips on the side, and I hate kettle chips, so I would get something else.
I like pommes frites.
Yeah, I mean, kettle chips are like, hey, let me chew on these thinly sliced rocks. Get that oil. I like regular chips. Give me regular chips. I don't need that all fancy shit. Now, I have been to DBA Barbecue. That's one that's participating for the Double Diner, and that looks really, really delicious. Two patties of house ground CAB brisket with griddled onions and American cheese. And what's this brioche thing?
What do you mean?
Brioche is the bread.
Yeah, I know, but why is everybody, we're going to highlight the fact that we have a, you know, they put that in there just so you're like, oh yeah, they're French.
It's just the bread of the week or, yeah. You know,
yeah,
whatever's popular. Everything right now is brioche bun. Everything.
I remember it was all ciabatta. Shove your ciabatta. Hey, we got ciabatta bread. Okay.
I prefer a nice H&F bun.
Yeah. Oh, those are good. Those are good. You got the Tailored Burger that is at Tailored Barbecue in Avondale Estates. That's one we could probably go to. A double smash burger with pimento cheese. I'm out. It's a southern.
Pimento cheese is delicious.
That's pimentos. That's the thing you take out of the olives and throw on the ground.
Oh no, Moxie Burger in Moxie Burger in Roswell. They have one with pimento cheese and fried green tomato and bacon, and then bacon jam.
Nice.
Yeah, except for the tomatoes and the fucking pimento shit. I'm not down with it. Park Tavern, I've been there several times. Classic American Steak Burger. Park Tavern is, you know, they are what they are. The Triple Threat at Anna's Barbecue. Now, that looks super good. Juicy Beef Burger topped with cheese. Pulled Chicken. I've never experienced pulled chicken on top of a burger. Have you?
No, pulled pork, yes, but never pulled chicken.
It sounds good. It's on Hosea Williams Drive in Atlanta, so I imagine it's pretty good. But
I've pulled possum, but not pulled chicken.
Well, the key to a pulled possum is to let it, you know, roast for a little longer than you normally would another meat because it's so salty and greasy.
I call it opossum.
Is there, the O stands for obstinate. H&H Cheeseburger, Hampton and Hudson. This is where. This is Highland Avenue. Oh, the French fries look friggin' awesome at this place. Listen to this one. Choice of a single or double beef burger, American cheese, Billy sauce. And Bill makes it in the back.
I'm going to say.
Griddled onions, house pickles, and sesame seed bun. The fries, it doesn't describe the fries, but I'm looking at them and they look super good. So.
Well, they look like steak, crinkle.
Nah, they're hand cut. The only good. I mean, those hand cut are hands down the best fries. And then you also have a crinkle after that and then waffle and then everything else is just garbage.
Belgian fries are good.
Yeah, but you know, they have to be cut right. This one looks good. Jen Chan's. This is a Korean barbecue marinated grass fed beef, pickled black radishes, kimchi, gochujang aioli, and a sunny up egg. The side is house ginger and garlic chips. Oh, that looks
I hate good. Kimchi though.
Yeah, I'm not a big kimchi person either.
I didn't used to like it, but it's, love it. Yeah, people
I like it.
Yeah, I used to hate it, but I mean, I'll give it a shot. There was a place across the street from me in Dunwoody when I lived over there called Taqueria, and it was a Korean Mexican mashup, and their tacos are pretty good, but they had kimchi on them instead of lettuce. The Elder Tree. Have you guys ever been to that place on Flat Shoals? Listen to this burger, 100% beef patty topped with authentic Irish bacon rashers, fried egg, roasted tomato. I could skip that. Sauteed onions and mushrooms, and they finish it off with a spicy HP mayo sauce, all nestled between two toasted brioche buns. Hi, Izzy. Izzy's joining us for the podcast.
Aw.
Here's your
spot. If you want to hit a place, if you want to put a place on the list that I've actually been to, put like, the Steak and Shake quarter inch thick patty with a slice of American cheese askew on top of it.
And a side of attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Made with a wrestling mat stuffed bun. Isn't that what Subway used to make their buns out of, like wrestling mat?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yoga mat material.
All right, we don't need to go through the rest of these. I'm sure boring the shit out of everybody. The SOB burger at Smith's Old Bar is good. I've had that
it before. Is good. I've had that one.
You have From the Earth. They have the FTE Double Stack. The Imperial on Oakhurst. They have the Smokestack. And the Blue Velvet, which sounds like it has blue cheese on it. That is at the Glenwood. I've been to the Glenwood before. So you can check all these out if you like at AtlantaBurgerWeek.com. And, you know, if you go there during Burger Week and you heard about it here, tell them you heard about it. They'll go, where'd you hear about it? And you tell them, they'll go, oh, what's that? And then you'll say a podcast. They'll go, oh, cool. And then come back and you know, and post pictures of all that on our Facebook page. We'll talk about it in the future. But, there, you know, get yourself a burger. It's Atlanta Burger Week.
That's what I say. It's just normally, like in the past, it was always, you know, George's and the Highlands and Miller Union and Muss and Turner's. I mean, there was all, they were always on there. Of course, Holman and Finch. Mm-hmm. You know, you can get that anywhere. Well, you can get it at the baseball.
A possum.
You hear that? Hello?
They said a possum.
A possum.
That's the lady.
She's saying a possum. Yes. No, it's a possum.
There's a possum over there.
Yeah, a possum.
Oh, you guys suck.
A possum.
That's English. That's in Britain.
You just made Siri say that.
But I didn't make Siri say shit. I typed in how to pronounce opossum.
You're being such a bundle of sticks right now.
Oh, so you're going to get us canceled. You bundle of sticks.
Bacato. Do you ever have the Bacato burger?
What's a Bacato burger?
That place Bacato. It's closing now, or they're moving someplace, but it was over on Howell.
I never did get to have Bacato.
Mm-hmm. It was a juicy Lucy kind of with the patty smash with the cheese on the inside and stuff. Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Tim and I, you remember you and I met for lunch one time at that filthy, the Rusty Nail over in Roswell.
Uh-huh.
Now that was a good ass burger though, because they dipped it in hot sauce. Mm-hmm. So the burger was like just coated in hot sauce and blue cheese.
I love the name of that place, the Rusty Nail.
Because you were like, we have to meet somewhere that you can smoke.
When was this?
Like, I don't know, 15 years ago.
Yeah, I'm not that insistent on it. God, what? You know, the Vortex, you can't go wrong with a burger there. I guess that's not on the list. Maybe they're not open because they're in Midtown. But anyway, those burgers are really good. I always like the Elvis burger. Pretty much anything there that I've tried, I like. Jeff, you always like the pimento burger there?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I like the pimento cheese.
I still say the best burger in Atlanta forever and always will be the meat stick at the One-Eared Stag.
The meat
stick. Yeah, that was good too. I had that. That's one of the few I've had.
What was that place downtown? Was it Grubby Burger or something like that? Where you'd waited in
Grub Burger.
Grub Burger, yeah. Is that still open? Where they had the lady working there? I know she passed away, but it was a real, you know, it was a real popular joint.
You're talking about Ann Snack Shack?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's still open. She died, but the family took it over.
And they had that burger there, right? The real popular.
The ghetto burger.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
They had it on Billions. Do you remember that, Jeff?
They did.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
That it flown in from, they had the chef from flown in, or no, they had the chef recreate the ghetto burger. Yeah. That's what it was. And it still wasn't as good as, and they shamed him.
Speaking of recreate. Okay. So where else have we had good burgers? I really got to go with the Vortex and a couple other places, but I've never had a bad burger at the Vortex.
You really should try Muss and Turner's burger.
Okay.
Because they cook it in the big green egg and they put a roasted poblano pepper on top. It is out of this world.
Speaking of poblano peppers, I had that donut. Did I already talk about that? I think I already did.
Yeah. We talked about that on Monday.
And of course, you've had the Krispy Kreme. I'm sure everybody's had the Krispy Kreme burger. I had it at Parma Tavern in Buford.
Yeah. One is enough.
I've seen it.
One is enough.
I've seen it a bunch of places and it just doesn't appeal to me. I like donuts. I like burgers, but I don't need my donut. I don't need my burger to have a donut bun.
What is it?
You know, it's good, but it's when you're done with it, you're like, I'm going to die. I need to just go die somewhere.
Was it Jim Gaffigan? The donut ham hamburger. Oh, it's the best. Oh, possum. Oh, lovely possum. Both possum and opossum correctly refer to the Virginia opossum frequently seen in North America. In common use, possum is the usual term. In technical or scientific contexts, opossum is preferred. So there.
Mm-mm. Oh, so you're being all fancy and shit on us.
You're just saying scientific. How they pronounce it in Virginia, and that's it.
Yeah.
A possum.
Yeah, they don't say it like that in Virginia, fat. I can tell you.
Fat.
I hate when people spell it, just spell it possum, though, because the possum is a real animal that lives in Australia. The opossum is that nasty shit that you see knocking over your garbage can at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
They are wonderful creatures and they do a lot for the environment.
Yeah.
And they hiss at you and they give you rabies.
Well, they don't give you rabies. They get what?
They eat ticks.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good. Yeah.
They eat all kinds of carrion. They're a great part of the food chain.
Mm-hmm. They're immune to snake venom.
Are they?
Yep.
Suck.
All right, I'll knock that off.
So what was that? What did it say?
He's making Siri say dirty shit.
Would she say fat or sex?
Suck.
I'll do the American.
Oh, suck.
Suck. Suck. Suck. Suck.
You can slow it down. No, it's just Google pronunciation. You type in, you can't type in more than a couple words or it won't work. I just
suck.
Uh-huh. I could put all sorts of fun words in there that would get us in trouble. Burger Week, Atlanta Burger Week. Thanks for posting that, Steph. Now I'm hungry for another burger.
Yeah, go back and get another bacon overload.
Yeah, and then I'll die of a cholesterol poisoning.
Didn't you say the burger was good at Fred's Meat and Bread?
Oh, no. Fred's Meat and Bread has the best steak I've ever had in my life. I've had it 2 times, and it is the best I've ever had, ever. Mm. See, what they do is they take out all that useless bread in the bun, in the roll, and they fill it with whatever deliciousness they put. You know, their meat is so good, and there's mushroom. It's just great. That's all. You know, the second one in Atlanta that's almost as good as Woody's. Woody's is, you know, pretty good as well.
Cheesesteak, yeah.
Yeah, have you been to Woody's before, down by Piedmont?
I have not. I've only heard that it's really great. I don't eat any of this shit anymore. So, but I missed out on my chance. But I would be remiss if we moved on without mentioning Grindhouse, because Grindhouse always. They'll never do you wrong.
I went to the first one down in, where was that? It was off
Piedmont.
Nah, the first one was downtown at like a farmer's market.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the first one. The Sweet Auburn Curb Market. Yeah, that's where I went there too. It was like in the back by a bunch of fish heads.
Mm-hmm.
And that dude that made Chunklet magazine was there when we were there.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I love Chunklet. Remember that? That was a great magazine. Always smelled good. It smelled like Play-Doh. A good magazine to smell and read. They smelled good.
I like Kahunklet.
Kahunklet, yeah. Before we move on, I want to wish a happy second anniversary to my coworker, Jared Yamamoto. He started his podcast, The Power Pod, 2 years ago this week, and that podcast did very well. And now he hosts a weekly radio show in Athens called The Power Pod, which also becomes the podcast. But he's creating a little empire for himself in case Eric flakes and disappears or, doing his own thing. So I commend him for that. And I've listened to the Power Pod a couple times. He's got a good crew working with him. And you can find, it's called the Power Pod. If you're interested in millennials talking about current topics, and who isn't, you can go to your podcatcher and just type in Power Pod. Or you can listen to him on the radio station that we own in Athens, whose call letters I don't remember. But if you just go to Google and type in PowerPod, you'll find it. But congratulations, Jared. And I hope you have many more successful years. And if Eric flakes out, you're always going to need a producer.
Are they talking about going back in the studio ever?
Who?
PowerPod. Because we used to run into them all the time when we were recording our podcast.
He never left. He records it from the,
Oh, he does? But the other people stay home?
I don't know, because I haven't been there at night, but I know that he goes in every, I think he and Christina, his girlfriend, who's also one of the co-hosts, they go in there. But there's two other people, I think, that may not work at the station that are on the show. And it's easy to do it by Zoom. We've gone back, right. Although I wasn't there today, and I'm not going in tomorrow, but next week I'll be in there every day. It's fun. I like being back, seeing people. In fact, I saw somebody the other day that, one of the news people there, always, he and I always talk about TV, and he recommended, I recommended the show you guys love, which is Made for Love, which I've just finished episode 3. So I only have 3 more, but I love that show. So good job, Jeff. Good job, Steph, for recommending that.
It was Steph's recommendation, but
oh yeah,
I was the first one to watch it.
Oh, okay. Sorry, clout. So I like it. I love Ray. Ray's great in that show. What does he call it? Synthetic. What does he call it? They call it a sex doll. He calls it synthetic partner.
Doesn't she look like Beverly D'Angelo, though?
She looks exactly like Beverly D'Angelo. And I like how whenever they show the shot, they position her head in their eyes so she's like involved in the scene. There's a lot of good nuances, but everybody in that show.
Was it episode 3 where they were eating breakfast when the daughter walks in and Ray Romano was like taking a bite of the sex doll's toast?
Episode 3 is all about how she and that guy, she and her husband got together and you know, the you know, like the news magazine show. Anyway, there's this movie that came out a long time ago about these people in Russia who wanted to make Everybody Loves Raymond. Have you heard of this?
Yeah.
It's Phil Rosenthal.
Yeah. So you guys know about this. I've seen it.
This was the show before Feed Phil.
Okay.
Like he went to different countries and they talked about trying to franchise Everybody Loves Raymond in different places.
And they tried to make it serious.
Exporting Raymond is the name of the documentary.
Yeah.
So you guys have all seen it. I want to see it. I know
it's good. You'll like it a lot.
Well, I watched the trailer. I'm like, holy shit. So thank you to Chris Chandler for recommending that to me. So other than that, I guess we'll take a break and come back and talk about some of the news and shit. All right. Now I'm going to thank our sponsors. We have 2 sponsors. They've been with us for a long time and they stuck with us throughout the first year of the COVID pandemic. We don't know how long it's going to last this year. So let's just say the first year and we hope that it won't go on much longer than that. But anyhow, I want to thank Mike Hall and Atlanta Pizza and Euro. Serving Conyers in the East Metro Atlanta area since 1983. Mike Hall and his staff truly appreciate your business and thank you for your continued support during the year that never happened or we wish never happened. When's the last time you guys were out there?
Remember when we all went out there when they opened. Yeah.
Well, I've been out since then a couple times. Mm-hmm. But didn't we recently have a listener show up there?
Yeah, Tim went out there.
Yeah, Tim Allen, he goes out there weekly.
Oh,
okay. I think he eats lunch a couple of times a week out there. He's a great radio.
If you go out there, and I notice that some people do this, if you go to Atlanta Pizza and Euro, post on our social media, either in the Radio Shack or on our Facebook page. Let us know that you were there, and we'll give you a shout out for in both of our sponsors.
Get their Greek salad. They make their own dressing, and it is out of this world.
And cannoli. Get the cannoli.
Get the cannoli, yeah.
But leave the gun at home. Atlanta Pizza and Euro is open for dine-in services, or if you prefer, you can give them a call and place your own takeout order. You can also order online for pickup or delivery through their website at AtlantaPizzaEuro.com. And I've made a decision when it comes to this kind of thing. If I'm going to order something and the restaurant doesn't deliver, I'm going to go pick it up because I'm sick of Uber and their Uber Eats or any of those things. They take their middleman cut, then you got to tip the driver, which I don't mind doing that at all. But a lot of times they screw your order up and then you're left with nothing. And plus restaurants kind of get fucked by those apps. So if you can do whatever you can to just go pick it up. That's what I'm going to do. Visit them on Facebook or leave them a positive review on Google as it helps their business continue to grow. And our other sponsor, I would be remiss to leave him out. And that would be Brett Perkins and his business, LDI Repro Printing of Athens, Georgia. They have all your construction printing needs, commercial or residential, in Athens since 2000. Let me scroll this up so I don't say it wrong. 2005. I didn't want to give them two extra years. With a fast turnaround and affordable prices, if you're in the market for something that he has to offer you, call 706-316-9366 or email at athens@ldiline.com.
And I know Brett personally. He's a hell of a guy. And he has great taste in movies and comedy. And yeah, you should totally do business with him if you're building some shit.
Hell yeah. Call, goddammit.
He should come on the show sometime.
He should.
Backpacks and shit and tell us about his business.
Yeah. All right. We'll do that. Hey, if you're out there and you'd like to be a sponsor of Radio Labyrinth, just hit me up. We'll figure it out. All right.
And we're opossum.
You opossum fuckers.
All right. Robert Kirkman.
Hang on a second. Oops. Steph, I do have to say that what do they call that fake meat shit that they sell everywhere now?
Oh, Impossible Burger.
Or Beyond Burger. I had the Beyond Meat cheesesteak once at Lakewood, and it was really good. Of course, I could have been really drunk because I was hungry and, you know, drunk hungry, but it was really good. It tasted just like a cheesesteak. So
if they cook it correctly, which I'm much more of a fan of Impossible Burger than I am of Beyond Burger. Beyond Burger's, it's all right.
It's beef juice.
But Impossible Burger has a much better mouthfeel, tastes more like real meat.
Yeah. Okay.
Real possum.
Real. Okay. Go ahead, Dustin.
Robert Kirkman's bringing back Rick Grimes for a new comic series.
Yeah.
It's not going to be in canon with everything else. But it is going to be a standalone series featuring Rick.
Is he dead in the comic book? Because I've never really
followed. He is dead in the comic book.
Okay, so will this be a prequel or will this be something that happened before
It looks like it might be set like way in the future, or maybe they like reanimate him somehow.
Okay,
I don't know a lot about it.
Yeah, and they're not giving many details out about it. I mean, the fact that they're bringing it back up and calling it Skybound X. And it does have kind of a futuristic lightsaber wielding Rick on the cover. So it may
It's only a 5-episode thing. I think it'd probably be pretty cool to check out though, if you're in the comic book store.
Yeah. But then put it back on the shelf, leave it where you
five issue run.
Where's the series now? He's out of the series, right? He's not dead, but he's out of the series.
You know, they're saying they're going to make those movies, but I haven't heard if they've actually started or written or done anything with them.
And like he left on a helicopter, right?
Yeah, they took him away on a helicopter.
Okay. Well, that's too bad. I hope he makes it.
Well, Armchair Expert podcast with Dax Shepard. He had on Hank Azaria, and Hank Azaria actually said he wanted to apologize to every Indian person that he meets for Apu.
So he should go to India and just start knocking on doors, and then when people open the door and he starts telling them, they can go, "Who are you talking about?"
Yeah, I mean, I get that he feels he should apologize, but
I don't.
I get why he feels he should.
Right.
But yeah, so he can keep his, so he doesn't get canceled and keep his job in this era that we live in. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I mean, the way that he's pushing this apology, you could apply that to any comedian making fun of anything.
Is he going to apologize for Agador? Because that was way over the top and flamboyant and probably worse stereotyping than Apu. Apu, they made fun of not his nationality or it's not whatever. They didn't make fun of India. They didn't make fun of him being an Indian. They made fun of what he did for a living. But at the end of every episode that he was involved in, he was always the most moral character. You know, he helped.
Yeah, he was a decent guy.
Yeah, he was a decent character. Apu worked all the time. He had a family. He worked hard for his family. And I mean, it wasn't like how we're going to put this person on here and, you know, just make fun of Indian people. That wasn't the goal of The Simpsons. It never was the goal of The Simpsons to make fun of other cultures. They were making fun of America and a lot of different things. And that's why it bothers me so much, this modern era. That show shouldn't even be on the air anymore. You know, they should just, okay, because, you know, you go back, look at the Bumblebee guy. They're not making fun of people from Latin America. They're making fun of a television show that was so over the top and goofy that a guy in a bee costume was the star of the show. You know, Kent Brockman was the newsman that they made fun of, the stoic newsman who was, you know, easily manipulated, obviously. When I welcome our Ant Overlord, it's ridiculous. And for him to be going around and then it making news. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Please keep making Brockmeyer. What? Just, I don't, even John Cleese made fun of him on Twitter, you know, and
yeah, I saw that.
And
yeah,
John Cleese is obviously a liberal person. Everyone in Monty Python is, maybe except for Graham, you know, who's gone, but it doesn't matter. Anyway, it doesn't matter, but he made fun of him for it. You know, I should apologize for making fun of stuffy British people. You know, it's just ridiculous. So
I'd like to make this point. Yeah. And I know that part of what he said was like he met with some of his daughter's friends at college and everything, one of which was an Indian kid, an American
17-year-old kid who hadn't heard of him.
Yeah, hadn't heard of him, but he knew what a poo was. That's slang where, you know, as they've been coming up, people call each other a poos.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of become like very, it's not a good thing in their culture to be in a poo. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to be in a poo, basically. And to me, if he wants to apologize for anything, I don't think he should apologize. It should be more like, why aren't there more examples of Indian people on TV?
Yeah.
So to me, that's the problem, is not that he was portraying this one Indian convenience store owner. There's hardly any other Indians on television. So that's more the problem. So you should have them in more roles that of regular shit, like they do, like everybody else, just regular shit.
If you go out into the world in a big city like this and you drive around and you go to a grocery store or a big department store, you're going to see people from all over the world who are either just here or been here for a generation and they have kids. That is the way the country is. And so, you know, it shouldn't shock you to turn on a TV show and see people represented. There's nothing, absolutely, I don't know anybody would ever be mad about that. The problem is when they hammer it into you constantly. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, you should be able to boom, 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 boom. Okay, we get it. But, you know, anybody with a brain can look at it, can make that connection. You don't have to have it pounded into you. So, yeah, and you're right. There should be more Indian characters on TV.
I think Fisher Stevens needs to apologize for a short circuit, though.
If anybody needs to apologize, Fisher Stevens should apologize. He put on brown face.
Uh-huh.
Twice.
Right.
And not that long ago. The quote Family Guy.
I mean, that is sad. They could not. Surely to God, there were working Indian actors in this country that they could have gotten for that role.
Yeah, you're right about that. They could have had. Maybe they asked some Indian actors and they're like, no, we're going to play this horrible stereotype ridiculous character. So they got Fisher Stevens to play it. For the love of God, I didn't know that he wasn't an Indian fellow because I was young and I didn't know who he was.
Right. But also that your point could be made that the same thing as if they pitched the character of Apu to voice him. Mm-hmm. They could have said the same thing. Now, I don't want to voice this stereotypical. This is not good for us. This makes us look like we're all damn convenience store owners, when in reality, most of them are doctors.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And but Dr. Hibbert was based on Cliff Huxtable. You know, loosely.
Anyway, I like what Cleese's point is that this all started from a good idea.
Right.
It all came from a good place. Like, yeah, we should be much more inclusive. People should get better representation. And then it's just snowballed into cancel. Canceled.
That's in his point to me is the best point to make about any of this stuff. I'm still wondering where Aziz Ansari is. I know he was working on another season of his show. Will it ever get released?
Yeah.
All he did was have an awkward date and he got canceled. And no,
that's just him taking his time with that show.
He's been back, sort of.
He's been back. All right. Because he's a funny dude, and I liked him, and I liked his shows, and I love his stand-up. His stand-up is funny. And I don't know. I'm just sick of it all. I'd like to see Louis C.K. come back. I know not everybody here likes Louis C.K., but his last stand-up special was super funny, and no one saw it unless you went to his website and paid the $5 for it.
I think he should do a show again.
Yeah?
Make the entire season him jerking off in front of women.
And getting in trouble for it?
Yeah.
Okay. And they should show his cock and checking off. Steph, why aren't you working in Hollywood?
I don't know, Tim. I can't leave this podcast.
Nice. Here's an idea. Louis C.K. jacks off for a half an hour. That is my worst impression I've ever done.
And all the women who said that he jacked off in front of them, give them jobs. Let them play roles in it. Let's reenact the scene.
Yes.
You guys are funny. You're comics, right?
Yeah. I think the only one that wasn't bothered was Sarah Silverman, right?
I think she encouraged him.
Yeah, I do too.
I think she was like, you're close.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead, Dustin. Sorry.
Let's see. Family Matters. Steve Urkel. Mm-hmm. Everybody remember Steve Urkel? What's he been doing lately?
Yeah.
He's been setting up a weed company.
What's his real name?
Jaleel White.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, it looks like he got tired of seeing or having his friends and family send him pictures from dispensaries of their labels of purple Urkel,
right?
Being sold with, you know, and he was like, man, I'm Urkel. Why can't I cash in on that?
Sure.
So he's been the last few years setting this up. And so he's trying to create his own brand. He wants to make it the all of the strains he's going to carry are going to be purple strains.
Okay.
And he wants to be the, you know, lockdown best of the purple strains, but there's already, I don't think he's going to be able to do that. They've already set those up in LA or not in LA.
He should right hook up San Francisco. He should hook up with Jim Belushi.
Yeah. I mean, the purple strains are usually what was first grown for cancer patients for a lot of pain and heavy indicas.
Yeah.
So
it's a body high.
Yeah. So just you know, it definitely works on pain. So if that's where he's focusing, great. Then push it that way. And, you know, just he's taken a weird stance on trying to commercialize his name, but I think he needs to really push what he's selling as opposed to just putting his face on it. But that's just my opinion.
Purple Urkel. You smell and, too much, you turn into that. What was that guy, that suave guy that he became?
Oh, Stefan.
Stefan.
Yeah. You turn into
him. Oh, I guarantee you there'll be a Stefan leg of this before it's over with.
Yeah. It'll be the white, they'll be like the West Virginia White Widow. They'll call that Stefan.
Did you guys watch Invincible this week?
The newest one?
I haven't yet. No.
Reginald Val Johnson is the principal of Reginald Val Johnson High School.
No,
it was really him.
Oh, wait. Yeah, that was the fifth episode. So,
it was last Friday.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I didn't know that was him, but that's funny.
It was a funny write in, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is strange. And it shouldn't be strange when it's followed by Tom Arnold's blank, blank, blank. But yeah. Tom Arnold's sister looks like in real life was a Walter White. During the 80s and 90s.
Really?
She was a meth kingpin. And now they're putting out this, it's a show, a documentary, begins streaming called Queen of Meth, begins streaming on May 7th. But it it looks like that it was she started smoking meth with her mother at 14.
I remember those days.
Doing speed at 14 with her mom. And then from there, she just went on to become, I guess, while Tom was, you know, going through, you know, being in Roseanne and getting these movies and having his popularity, she was in the hometown. Starting up the business. And it looks like she got, you know, huge.
She said, funny. Hope so.
The whole looks like the premise of the series is her confronting her past and visiting all, you know, all her old snorting grounds.
Mm-hmm.
And all the friends she had and, you know, and kind of going through stories. It sounds kind of a little contrived, but we'll see.
Okay. Is Tom Arnold released incriminating evidence videotape he has of Donald Trump yet?
Oh yeah. Oh my God. How many episodes did he milk that shit for?
I can't do him. There's only one person I've ever heard do a good Tom Arnold impression, and he nails it. We've had him on the show before. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The guy, Craig Gass.
The guy. We're old people now. I have an excuse. Too much meat.
You got meat brain.
I have meat brain.
It looks like Warrior, that was canceled on Cinemax, is going to be resurrected on HBO Max.
Oh, good.
I
really should watch it.
I was going to say Jeff was into that one.
Yeah, I tried to watch it. It's not for me.
It's an awesome kung fu show, and it's like a kung fu western, some episodes.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's made by the guy that made Banshee.
Banshee was a good show.
Yeah. Banshee's also streaming on HBO Max. All of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Ired said he just started watching it.
Yeah, I love it.
Mark Hamill put out a video today stating that he's going to be playing opposite comedian Bert Kreischer in a Russian mob comedy named, of course, The Machine. Mm. And it's going to be set 20 years after the events of The Machine viral story that Bert has been talking for years. And Mark Hamill's going to play his dad. And the people that he screwed over on the, you know, in The Machine story are now coming back 20 years later for their revenge. So, you know, we'll see. He's not got a good track record. Bert doesn't have a good track record with starting movie projects. They usually get taken from him and turned into something that made a lot more money than he ever would. I mean,
Ryan Reynolds gonna play him in the movie?
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say Ryan Reynolds has already got this one locked up.
Hey, does Steve Vaughn come from the Bert Kreischer world or the Joe Rogan world?
Same.
Yeah, both.
Same world, yeah. That same group of friends.
I listened to Theo Von's podcast for the first time this week.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, the last weekend podcast.
Yeah, last weekend. Yeah. And I love that he has different kinds of guests and stuff, and he's interesting and he has interesting questions. So I'd never checked it out. And I did this week on recommendation from someone.
Truly one of my top three favorite ever guests on Hot Ones is the Theo Von episode.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Hysterical on Hot Ones.
He's a good dude. I met him. He opened for Doug Benson last time Doug Benson played Punchline.
Yeah, I met him on the regular guy show and then went and saw him do a stand up. So I don't know if that was the same time, but he was really funny. Mm-hmm.
And he was on Impractical Jokers cruise too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, his stand up's amazing. It's some of his stories are remind me of East. I mean, I knew he grew up in Louisiana, but man, a lot of them remind me of East Tennessee a lot.
A lot of hams up there in East Tennessee.
Yeah, we got a lot of hams. they'd tattoo Cinderella on the side of them and try to sell them at concert. Let's see. Also, Jacob Tremblay. I love this. This blew my mind when I read this one. Jacob Tremblay is joining Peter Dinklage in a remake of The Toxic Avenger. At first, you know, right off the bat, that sounds awesome. And then the more you think about it, you think of the mini Toxic Avenger that Peter Dinklage is going to be. Makes me so excited for this movie.
God.
And it's going to be set kind of modernized. So it's basically someone, you know, someone's bullying his kids. He's the janitor at the same, he works at the same school that his kid goes to school, and he's Peter Dinklage. So he gets a lot of shit. Mm-hmm. And then he gets pushed into toxic chemicals and comes out not so much as a superhero in this iteration, but more of just, revenging all, you know, all the bullying that's being done or all the stuff that's being done through towns, more of a Deadpool like character as opposed to a superhero, but it sounds so, so much fun.
Yeah.
And Jacob Tremblay, he's a funny little kid.
Yeah, he is. He is a real funny kid and amazing actor. I think he's one of the few that I see now as a kid that I could definitely see being a major star for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
You know, he could definitely, you know, keep his career going, and he's got a good track record so far. So, I mean, and of course, Dinklage is amazing, and you know, put him in a role like this. I mean, he's really good at outrageous characters anyway. And so this will be right up his alley. And this one's all on the up and ups with, you know, the Toxic Avengers creators. They're going to be in as executive producers, but that's it. So, you know, which is probably a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And let's see, speaking from a good idea to an idea that bothers me.
This is an immediate nope from me. I don't care how good.
Yeah. Okay. Pete Davidson is going to play Joey Ramone in a Netflix biopic based off of the book of Joey's brother that he wrote, you know, after everyone had passed. Mm-hmm. You know, so this is something from him. And no, it's
is Judd Apatow involved?
No, not the people that are involved are the people that have done his last special and one other indie movie that wasn't the most recent one, the one that was good. You know, this was, you know, basically, yeah. Now this one's going to be produced by him, executive produced by him, and it just, and the brother. So it sounds like, I don't know. I don't think Joey would. It just sounds like a bad idea. It just.
Yeah. Pete Davidson.
I know.
If I was going to pick anybody, I'd pick Adam Driver. I think he'd be a better.
Would be great.
Yeah. Yeah.
He'd have to lose a lot of weight.
But he could do it.
Sure, he could. He's a good actor.
Slap some sunglasses on his ass and that wig.
Yeah, I remember. I mean, you
to not have anything done, you know, this would be the first kind of movie after they've gone that would be done about them. And it doesn't seem respectful at all.
No.
I
hope they put my Bob Evans comment card in the film, though. If they need it, I have it still.
Hey, who's going to play Tim in the movie? I nominate Ethan Hawke.
Is there an opossum in this movie?
Yeah, that's what we were.
You guys have any opossum on your menu?
I mean, it is Bob Evans.
Yeah, I'll have the opossum scramble.
The opossum on a shingle.
He was a vegetarian, and he said to me, "You guys should have more vegetarian meals on your menu." And I said, "You should fill out a comment card, and I'll send it." Well, that's a good idea. And I gave it to him. He filled it out, and I promptly kept it. I mean, I'm like, "Yeah, I'm going to send this in."
They still don't have anything vegetarian because you didn't send that in. You sent.
Oh, they had vegetarian sausage, which he ate, and he wrote "very tasty" on the comment card. I have it somewhere, not in here though. And that's news. It. All right. And we're going to skip over the mean things that Jeff put on here. Just an abundance of caution. Although I will.
You would want to know that A-Rod was single again.
Well, he and I were bros for a while there. And then got me in.
He's single again. Hold on to your Tim.
Yeah. Jennifer Lopez. Taco favorite Keezy's from my band. I'm apologizing for that. I was South Park.
Yeah.
Jeff,
see, Matt and Trey aren't apologizing for shit.
Oh, and I hope they never do. They would rather be canceled than ever apologize. Jeff, who died?
Bernie Madoff died, 82, in prison.
That's sad.
Yeah, that it didn't happen at 81.
Yeah, no doubt. He killed a lot of people's pension plans.
I'm sure there's probably a big Kickstarter to raise some money for his funeral expenses.
Sure, I'm sure there is. I mean, it's like, Huddersfield, dump him in and fucking cover him up.
Why do people frown on, you know, it's a Ponzi scheme?
What?
You knew I was a snake when you put me in your pocket.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. Or what is that? You knew I was a snake when you...
Yeah, they picked the snake up because it asked it to because it was cold, and then it bit him anyway. And he said, "Why'd you bite me?" It's because you knew I was a snake when you put me in your pocket.
Yeah, from the Bible.
I don't know.
And also, Michael J. Fox's dog passed.
That's sad. That's sad. Somebody I know. Yeah, somebody I know on Instagram, they lost their pet, and I saw the picture of the dog, you know, when you scroll really fast, so I double-clicked really, and I read the comments, I was like, oh, I shouldn't have double-clicked that. Put his dog down.
It's very sad.
I know it is.
I mean, because the dog helped him with his Parkinson's and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. No jokes. I mean, I love Michael J. Fox. I've always ever since I... You know, so I'm on Family Ties and all the stuff in the 80s. And there's been a lot of jokes. I've even made them, but on the radio. But, you know, enough's enough, Tim. Negativity, go. No, I love Michael J. Fox. And, you know, you hear him in interviews when he's open about, you know, his drug and alcohol problems for dealing with things. And he's a human being.
Spin City.
Yeah. And, you know, sad about the dog. So rest in peace, Gus.
Yeah, sad. He was a cutie.
Well, now back to, you know, guys, I'm going to have to hit the opossum hole out in the backyard.
Just stick your face in, put a piece of bacon in your mouth and stick your face in there.
Come here, opossum. I follow a fun Twitter account, Possum Every Hour. The guy just posts pictures of cute little possums.
You said it right.
I said it a different way. There's no,
it's like that account Dustin follows with the guy dancing to a different song every day, the whole day.
That was funny.
Someday it's a possum day. Sometimes it's an opossum day.
Yeah. Opossums. I like that. I played audio through the computer and everybody heard it. So
yeah,
that'll be fun for when I figure out how to put drops in. All right, guys. Steph, before we wrap up, anything new to talk about with Barkfield at Work?
Yeah, so this Saturday, if you're in Alpharetta, stop by the Cherry Street Brew Pub at 10 a.m. From 10 to 2, we'll be out there showing dogs and who knows what else. I don't know how freaky it's going to get, but get on out there, grab you a beer, grab you a dog, grab you a raffle ticket, and help us raise some money for the love of God. And then Saturday, April 24th to the 25th, Atlanta Motor Speedway. We're going to be working the concession stands. I'm not, because I can't do this. But we could get like $2,000. This is like whenever Tim, you know, whenever you helped me at the Georgia Tech game.
Yeah.
Same thing. Working the concession stands there and blah, blah, blah. So if you're going to Atlanta Motor Speedway, stop by the Barkville.
What's going on at Atlanta Motor Speedway that weekend?
I don't know.
Not a NASCAR race, is it? I don't know.
I knew recently or coming up, there's a monster truck event, and because they brought in like 300 dump truck loads of soil for the infield to turn it into a track.
Oh.
So that may be it. And they're leaving it for a motocross event after that.
So they moved that out. Yeah, that used to be at the Georgia Dome. So I guess they moved it out, and they're doing it outside so people can go
right
the distance. Okay. That makes sense because. Have you ever been to a monster truck show?
Love it.
Way too loud though. Inside.
Yeah, way too loud. But man, when there's nothing going on, it is boring.
What?
No, there's downtime when there's nothing going on, and it's just like.
You mean like when they're setting up?
Yeah. But then when they get going, it's fun. I liked it. I've been to the motocross too. That's fun also.
The ones my stepdad used to take us to at the Silver Dome in Pontiac, Michigan, they would have all kinds of acts in between. So before they were setting up, they'd have like somebody jumping over a helicopter on an old motorcycle, or they'd have somebody blown up in a coffin, and they'd get up and be like, oh, he's still alive. And
what was it on The Simpsons, Truckosaurus Rex?
That's exactly what it was like. I love that episode.
Hey, Truckosaurus Rex.
And the mud bog.
Yeah,
mud bog.
That was cool. Those commercials on the radio though were obnoxious. Sunday, bring the kids. Just $10. Remember that? Just $10.
I just imagine the dude sitting in a booth somewhere looking at copy and reading those off. And then no, that wasn't good. Let me do another take.
Go ahead. Sunday. No, you're not doing it right. Do it the other way. Do it the way we want you to do. What's my character's motivation? Just say it. Just doing woofs.
Goddamn death dedication.
And then I got to make a goddamn death. And I want to know what happened to those pictures I was supposed to get. I want somebody to use his fucking brain. That was Casey Kasem. Rest in peace, Casey. All right. Thank you, Steph. And where can people find everything? Barkville.
Please go to barkvilledogrescue.org. I did a video today trying to get people to foster because we're one of our top volunteers, Roy. He sent out a message to all of us. He was like, please, God, do what you can. Beg these motherfuckers to foster a fucking dog.
Even if it's just 10 bucks.
And anyway, you know, of course, I feel like trash because I'm not fostering one right now. So I'm just trying to hurry up, so I can slap me one in here.
You deserve to have some of your life. Besides, sometimes when you're fostering an animal, you spend a lot of money, like upwards of 100 bucks. Just 10 bucks. I'm sorry. I'll stop doing that. All right.
You make an idea here. We should have like some sort of a, I don't know, like a mud bog for the dogs. We just dog race bog. Them. Yeah, we just throw them in a big mud pit and bet on them.
They just chase a possum around.
It's not a dog fighting ring. It's just them getting out of the mud pit, you know.
They're mud wrestling like chickens to in bars before the country went all crazy and thought that was mean and sexist, you know. Everybody loved that scene in
Stripes.
Yeah. Dewey Oxberger gets in. He's holding up the bikinis. Their boobs are all muddy. I mean, that was good, clean, wholesome American rated PG-13 fun or R. Yeah. And, you know, you could win 10 bucks. All right, guys.
Sunday,
just across the street from the Catholic Church. See the nuns wrestle in mud. It's just a box. Watch out for Virgin Mary. Sorry, Catholics. All right. We'll talk to you next week. Please hope that you enjoyed this weekend edition of the show. I have meat sweats coming and an appointment with the possum hole. So until next week, please remember to keep it. Hey, we want to thank our Radio Labyrinth Patreon producers. Those are the people who come in at the $25 or above. If you don't do that, you know, of course, we mention you in the YouTube video. You see a thank you that Dustin's put together. But these are the people that have been with us the longest and have donated the most over the years, and we appreciate all your help. And we break them up with radio terms, starting off with the general managers. And those are the folks that have been with us 4 years or longer. We have Eric Malmstrom, who's been with us since October 2016. Keith Tate, also October 2016. In fact, I think these guys are the, they may as well be the owners of the radio group, don't you think? Because they've been with us longer. Oh, and throw Matt Carter in with that. He's been around since November 2016. And our most recent winner of Danger Zone, Chad Shepard, who's been around with us since October of 2017. I gotta send those first, though. No, he's not getting a shirt until we get the... No, I'm kidding. I don't want the Redbox troll doll. I want him to have it, but... now, our program directors, those are folks who come in at 2 to 3 years. We have Sean Hall from April of 2018. We have Mike D, August of 2018. And John Sutherland, December of 2018. And all three of those guys, awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Well, then we got our DJ, Spin It Up the Hits, up to 2 years or less. Spin It Up the Hits, that's right. There we go. We got Tim Slayton, who's coming in at number 5 on the list, 2019. He's been around. We got Brian Smith, who I have been manually dropping his name in wherever in the podcast because we had to record the new one. But thank you, Brian Smith, and Chelsea as well. We have Chris Chandler. Not the quarterback for the Falcons, but a different Chris Chandler, since December of 2020. So thank you very much. Todd Ellis from January of 2020. So he's been with us a little over a year. Roby Neely, who's been with us, who's also a champion of, you know, we're going to have to do a championship battle between the people who won Danger Zone. More on that later.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, I think it'd be great. We have a tournament of champions, sure.
Yeah, and then eventually when we all die like Alex, they can take over the show. and a special shout out to our assistant producers, Emily Warren and Buck Monterey. Buck coming in December of 2017 and Emily Warren coming in May of 2018. So thank you guys very much. And like we said, if you want to be a Radio Labyrinth Patreon member, just go to patreon.com/TimAndrews.